You have encrypted email. Shouldn't Absolutely. Everybody have encrypted email or have their protections?
Yeah. Everybody should. I'm a strong believer in strong encryption. The issue here is that partly in response to consumer demand, partly in response to legitimate concerns about consumer privacy, the technologies may be built to a point where when the government goes,
they can't get the information.
The company says, sorry, we just can't pull it. It's so sealed and tight that even though government has a legitimate request, technologically we cannot do it.
Is what they're doing wrong?
I think they are properly responding to a market demand. All of us are really concerned about making sure.
So what are you going to do?
We all want to know that if we're using a smartphone for transactions, sending messages, having private conversations, that we don't have a bunch of people compromising that process. And so encryption, there's no scenario in which we don't want really strong encryption. The narrow question is going to be where there is a situation in which we're trying to get a specific case of a possible national security threat. Is there a way of accessing it? If it turns out it's not, then we're really going to have a public debate. And you know, I think some in Silicon Valley would make the argument, which is a fair argument, and I get, that the harms done by having any kind of compromised
right.
encryption are far greater
That's an argument you used to make, would have made.
No,
has something changed?
No, I still make it. It's just that I am sympathetic mm-hmm. to
Why?
Law
what
enforcement.
Happened? Because you were much stronger on civil
No,
liberty.
I don't think I'm as strong as I have been. I think the only concern, our law enforcement is expected to stop every plot, mm-hmm. every attack, any bomb on a plane. The first time that attack takes place in which it turns out that we had a lead and we couldn't follow up on it, mm-hmm. the public's going to demand answers. And so this is a public conversation that we should end up having. I lean probably further in the direction of strong encryption than some do inside of law enforcement. But I am sympathetic to law enforcement because I know the kind of pressure they're under to keep us safe. And it's not as black and white as it's sometimes portrayed. Now, in fairness, I think the folks who are in favor of airtight encryption also want to be protected from terrorists. And so,
true.
So, you know, it's there are times where folks who see this through a civil liberties or mm-hmm. privacy lens reject that there's any trade-offs involved. And in fact, there are. Now,
okay.
and you've got to own the fact that it may be we want to value privacy and civil liberty far more than we do
safety.
The safety issues.
Right.
But we can't pretend that there's no trade-offs whatsoever. Right.